Case number 9466, Daniel J. Himmelfarb, south of Road 277, northwest of Holly Court, being Lot 7, Block J, Section 2, within Angola Bada Bay development, a variance from the front yard, side yard, and rear yard setback requirement.
Good evening, folks.
Good evening, sir.
My name is Harold Dukes. I am an attorney representing Mr. Himmelfarb. Mr. Himmelfarb is here. He just stepped out. He'll be back in just a moment. In the course of events, he's here for the variance. I guess you'll read that first.
Mm-hmm. Variance has been read.
Okay.
Variance was read.
Yeah, variance was already read, sir.
Okay. In that regard, I'd like to present as evidence a statement from the Angola by the Bay Homeowners Association saying there's no objection to this.
Mr. Shapiro.
Mr. Himmelfarb is the owner of a property in Angola by the Bay, and he subsequently is in the process of selling this property. These violations came to light when a survey was accomplished recently. And the interesting thing is we have an older survey that shows that perhaps they didn't exist, but we have every reason to believe that the old survey was incorrectly done. The present survey is done by Wingate Neschenbach, dated February the 22nd, 2006. And I believe you have that, and that is what we're here before asking for our variance from. The front setback, of course, is a average situation. It averages out. The corner setback is the big problem in the, I guess if you're standing there, we'll call it the southeast corner. And it has 14.2 feet there. And he was under the impression, or I guess the former owners were under the impression that they could do that. But when you look at the chart, it's not allowed under the code. The mistake, the way I've been told, is that if you look at your charts here, it talks about a backyard setback and a side yard setback, but there's a variance if the homeowners association or the development was created before 1974, and Angola by the Bay was 1962, but it does not fall within the parameters of the code because it's only for the side yard setback, not the backyard setback. That's the misunderstanding from the charts. The neighbors have been notified by this. There is no opposition at all. The party that basically the ownership in the back is owned by the Homeowners Association. As you know, Angola by the Bay has along the streets, and there's open space behind where a lot of people put their septic systems and things.
Okay.
Was your client the builder of the house?
No, my client's the seller, the owner.
Current owner?
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
But he didn't, did he build the house?
No, a contractor built the house.
Okay, but he's the original owner?
No, sir.
No, okay.
Are you the original owner, Dan? Yeah. I guess. Come on up and show yourself. I thought that the contractor was the one that was the one who built the house.
Name and address.
Dan Himmelfarb, 23064 Lewis, Delaware, Angola by the Bay.
You swear testimony about to give true and practice knowledge?
Yes, I do.
I have a series of pictures here that might help.
Start at that.
Okay. Take that if you would, please.
Sir, you're the original owner of the house?
Yes, sir.
Was the deck built at the same time the original house was? Or was it an add-on?
The deck and the rear portion of the house was added on about 10 or 12, 15 years ago. I don't exactly remember the date.
Did you build that yourself?
Yes.
Did you get a permit for that?
Yes.
And the permit stated the setback requirements?
I filled out everything that had to be filled out, yep.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
There was two permits that I found on the computer, dwelling in 84 and an RA permit 96, and both of them were CO'd.
What's an RA? What's RA mean?
Residential.
Residential.
Okay.
Residential. They both were CO'd. Okay. Are there any further questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
I'll wait for these pictures. You didn't see those pictures? Do you have any further questions?
Cole was the one that said that. Framing and everything.
Okay. Well, what we observed was probably the original dwelling did meet the setbacks, and that survey you had years ago is probably correct. It looks like it's the add-ons that created the violations, the deck and the rear and the porch.
I guess there was a couple inches on the front part of the original house that was off, I guess.
Yeah, I think without that deck in the back, you probably were within the that add-on porch, you were probably within setbacks.
That's why.
Any further questions, Mr. Hudson?
That's why it was CO'd.
Further questions, Mr. Mills?
Looks like it was CO'd because of the being on the ground.
Mm-hmm. Okay, hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, I think it is unique in that it's already been CO'd and it's an odd shape. It's questionable whether it's a ground deck or not. I think it's necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. I don't see where it alters central character of the neighborhood and be a minimum variance to afford relief, so I make a motion that we approve case number 9466.
Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. McCabe that we approve case number 9466. All those in favor of the motion, give these a voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion so carried. Case is approved.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Case number